Spy, what you saying?
Yes, Spire lad. More strength and drive.
Glad to have the Fireball back on the podcast, still healed up and rested up.
Mm-hmm. They are give thanks for life, see me, you know?
No, serious thing. Fire, what are we reasoning about today?
Well, today we are going to reason about the whole concept of the ghetto. Because most people normally say the ghetto as a physical place, but we, you know, I extend it to the version where I said the ghetto is really a mindset. Because even when time was enough for the ones them leave that physical location, which is the ghetto, them travel with the mentality that them have, and the mentality they now allow them to do the same actions them outside of that physical location. So that means that it must be something different from the physical location and the mindset itself, which really corrupt the people, you know?
No, reality, man. We want to clear up. I hear most people, when they speak about the term ghetto, they always talk about the Holocaust, right? But from my understanding and my research, the origin is like from Italy. Yes, it still has to do with Jews, but it's like 14th century where they put them into certain places, right? And the term ghetto, as we know it, is usually, the term has evolved over time, you know? And I think that a lot of people struggle with terms changing, you know, like, you know, old British gay is happy, but now it's like referring to homosexuals. And the term ghetto has evolved into something that's more, as you stated before, not necessarily a place, but a mindset. So the original ghetto is a strategic thing by the government. You put people in a certain place or under certain social conditions in a certain economic situation, right? But now, even that term, I think, is wrong in its origin because, yes, I guess you have a nature versus nurture vibe in regards to the environment creates the behavior. But at the same point, that isn't the case all the time, because you can be in an environment with crime and so-called financial poverty, but still have certain moral standards and still have a certain vibe to you and a certain want and a certain aspiration, you know? So I think the first step people need to understand is to kind of, in their mind, change the term from ghetto, from a location, to a mindset.
Yeah, I even when you think about, I mentioned even the terminology itself directly, but you don't think about it, because them have so much different name feet, and them have garrison, them have shantytown, them have tenement, all of these names. So any which way you want to take it, we can wrap it up in a one, too, because if you even want to meditate it the way, you know the perfect example for show them when them they talk about the shantytown them on Bacawal in a Jamaica, and they talk about Bacawal where Edward Seago and him cronies them run with the people them off of Bacawal, create him nice pretty garrison called Tipperary Guard, you know, with him sports complex, him we call it now, them have what basketball court, them have them center, them have all of these things. Seen? So when time we talk about ghetto, we think about deplorable conditions. Him now change all of that now and build some nice apartment. So you see the Tivoli Garden where people know today as that garrison where have so much violence and so much crime. When him build that, you know, the whole concept of them come within the government was that this was supposed to be the new model for what it looks like for people of low income to live in these places with all of these amenities and all of these things. Look what Tivoli Garden is today. So it just goes to show you the same way. More crime, all right, everybody know this. I know I said this is a no-brainer. Did more crime happen during the Bacawal era when the Rastafari elders them did their chant? Or did more crime happen under his Edward Seago regime where them did have this nice pretty complex and these nice buildings going up? We know which one did have more crime. So that again even show you the concept. Say, even regardless if you want to change the name or you want to change all of these things from the shantytown and all of these things from the tenement yard, it still go back for show you. Say, that's the mindset, same way where them really are come with, and the political thought process trickle down, same way I make the people them start behaving in a particular mannerism. You see what I say?
Yeah, because it's just like, all right, you have it here in the States where they tore down the high rise projects. And or low income housing, as they refer to them, and they built new ones. But the idea is because things look nicer, behavior should change. But the psychology of the people is still the same, you know. And it's just a vibe where, and we don't want to talk about collective. I just want to make it sure we're not saying because if you're from a certain neighborhood, you have a certain psychology, right? But many people do demonstrate a mind frame that's not necessarily progressive, right? But yeah, the vibe is that. The question I would ask then is like, does the environment create the mind frame? Or like, where does the mind frame come from? Because like everyone in that environment doesn't have the mind frame. And I want to clarify something also, right? We tend to highlight the behaviors of the small group and disregard the behaviors of the majority. And that's with all, right? Everyone's not a criminal. Everyone's not acting in a certain way, but we tend to, because that's what gets the highlight. That's what gets the emphasis. I'll give you an example now. Say with, we always hear the, with education, right? Yes, African-American kids are performing lower statistically, right? But I think it's magnified because we never highlight the kids that are performing good. Or we say crime, right? Crime, crime, crime. If you have a city with a certain amount of people, it's a small portion, not even a percentage of people who actually engage in crime. And most people in there detest crime. They're not fans of crime, nor do they support it. But it's all what gets the highlight. So I think what's distorted is not necessarily the people's behavior collectively, but the idea that's presented to the public and presented to them. Because I've been preying this fire. A lot of people have been internalizing stereotypes about them, and they feel they should behave in that manner. So I'm from a certain neighborhood. I'm supposed to conduct my, even if they're not like that, I'm supposed to conduct myself like that. And I tell you, when you really see it, when a person leaves their area and goes to another area, that's when they really show out. They may be quiet in their area, but when they go to a next area from a certain place, now they have to carry that stigma of that area with them.
No, that's true, Fox. You're talking to me. I listen to you. I mean, I say, hey, the man, if I'm fine to them, because in a so much different aspect, you see it. Because, all right, the same person who now living in this garrison area, and them don't portray the behavior as we ask, you know, as certain ones where them see the crime. Yes, so when time them and somebody in a conflict, guess believe what them use. You know, like how
the fire where I'm from.
Where I'm from.
Yeah, that's the funniest thing.
Them are going to use tell which part them come from.
But like, so they have like something to do with something.
It's no longer a negative connotation for living in a ghetto anymore, you know. Once you're in a conflict, it's like the best thing that could ever happen to you. Themselves, the best thing since sliced bread. The best thing that could ever happen to you is to live in a garrison era, because you're going to use this to defend the whole process now, but say, all right, and things like this are going to make you elevated in the concept of what crime is, you know, the concept of what the conflict is. You supposed to be the superhero in the conflict because you come from this particular era. How much time we see it? So it just goes to show, say, it's just the people them connect this towards them mindset the way they and travel with it and think when them supposed to use it and when they're not supposed to use it. And I want to tell you, say, it's funny enough, say you mentioned, say, not all people living in these eras are criminal, because this is a broad stereotype we feel like a lot of people need to stray away from, because from you come from this particular era. Remember Itana did the song Wrong Address, you know, and the wrong address I talk about this whole same thing, because if you know we come from certain areas, it hard to get even a job, even regardless of how you think. But it's just that them talk put you in the bunch now. I say, you know, might have some form of traits we align to this particular place. So it's like the way we're saying now is the people them start taking on to the thought process now. And take them on to the thought process, you know, and not even realize that this is not a natural behavior, you know. Them start taking on to the thought process and start act like it now, because them things that them expected to behave like this now, you know. And a second way I showed one of them say it's really a mindset thing and it's not a physical.
No, that expectation is a wicked thing, because what happens is now when your environment where, all right, if your environment that's been branded with mediocrity, right? Even though you're not a mediocre person, a lot of people take up mediocrity just to fit into, because it's very hard. You know how I go already. It's like, if you live in an area with certain people, for you to walk by them every single day and kind of do your thing, you know, take a certain person with a certain vigor, you know, to do it consistently. Most people don't have it, because it's really like, a lot of people are simple-minded. You know, and they need validation and they need company. So they just work with the flow. I want to be clear. Majority of people in this mix up, they're not like that fire. they generally not like that. It's not like they no wicked person. They not no criminal. They not evil. Fire. It's just like when you break it down.
And put
just,
it on a front.
Mm-hmm. Put it on a front. They want acceptance. You know, they want company. They want to be a part of something. And that may lead people to do some terrible, gruesome things. You can look at military officers. You can look at, you know, it'd be a good example of that. Holocaust. If you get a chance, study some of the things that went on during Holocaust. People doing things they never thought they would do because they want to be part of the group. Who are you to do something that everyone else is not doing? And you end up doing some gruesome things, whether it's a gas chamber or a drive-by. It's the same thing, you know, but yeah, fire is really like, I want to switch it up real quick, 2 sec. I also want to speak about the modern term of the term ghetto, especially used amongst white Americans, right? And that's not necessarily like referring to violent behavior or anything, but it's more like low class, unrefined, you know, broken, cheap, poor, you know. Even that in itself is stereotyped amongst particularly people of brown skin. And what cracks me up when they use it, they never use it and refer to their own people, which I find kind of interesting, right? Because there are no poor white, majority of people in America are poor. Majority of white people are poor. The number one recipient of welfare or government assistance is white people. Yes, I know some people scam. I'm talking about those who really need it. Majority of white people are uneducated. Because majority of the country, if you check it, the majority of the country uneducated, and majority of people in the country are white people then. It's just basic math, fire, right? But it's like when they use these terms now, they're always using it like, say, black people are the only ones dealing with certain things. And that's not the case. And that's the power of the media. Because when I grew up, I never knew white people was poor, yeah? I always thought white people lived in a middle-class house and it was highly educated and super smart because I didn't have personal interactions with white people because I grew up around all black people and teachers were black. So I'm just figuring through the media, you know, but come to realize that, you know, white people just like everybody else. Yeah, people who are smart. Yeah, people who are not the greatest, you know, don't have the most intellectual ability. But yeah, it's like they're always like very strategic with these words. And we have to be very careful with words. We have to see how words evolve, how they change over time, how they change culturally. And we have to accept them because a lot of times we're using words in outdated format, and to refer to a particular area as a ghetto right now, I think is using it outdated fire. Because you have many people who are progressive, intellectual, great people who just live in that area for whatever reason, economical. Some people feel comfortable there, family, but they don't have any of the traits that will refer to a ghetto person. And most ghettos are gentrified anyway now. So it's like the thing kind of topsy-turvy anyway. A place that used to be a hood 10 years ago got cafes and bistros there. And they serving $8 coffees. So
it's funny what you said that, Luna, because if you think about the old concept, I wanted to address it from the white person standpoint, you know, but then I address it from the black person standpoint yet, because it's funny how black people start taking on the whole concept of ghetto to themselves. Because when a man say, oh, that's so ghetto in America, you know, say so themselves, them really refer to, and them lifestyle, them refer to, you know, say, so, you know, say so the next thing, and then when them start about luxury item, or them say, oh, that's white people stuff. But them say, oh, that's white people shit. And then you think both things, wait, so what is white people thing? So the one them really ascribe white people thing towards being that high-end product, and ascribe things being ghetto towards themselves. And that is damaging towards a mentality, you know, fire. That damaging towards a generation of people, if you really sit down and think about it, you know. Because it's crazy. Say you can internalize yourself as being from the lower end. That simply means say you don't know nothing else. Cause even when you think about the way black people, I think about white people, they don't know about all the way you just said a while ago. If you tell them that right now, them gonna look pon you and say, wait, what am I talking about? This not add up to me, because when time them say white, them ascribe it towards being the higher end of the thing fire. And even when you think about place like Jamaica now, where it's not really a white thing, it's more of a classist structure, same way as opposed to a structure where America would have internalized racism. The way all them view for themselves as ghetto in a fire, it's like the same thing them are saying, you know. It's still up on a scale, you know, what them classify as ghetto, you know. If you really think about the things that them classify as ghetto, you realize that these are all man-made concepts are created by them, and them stick towards it. Because, you know, how I know that when me say I do youth them in Jamaica now, we are dealing with badness. See? Because at one time, people are telling boys just, oh, poverty cause crime. You know, poverty not cause the crime right now. How much people you see are robbed to get food and everything there. And most of just some senseless killing the youth them are doing now really add up. See? Because, all right, check levels. Them say poverty cause crime. But I'm going to use the biggest example in Jamaica. Everybody can relate to this, even at places like Jamaica. Because you think about a community like Greater Portmore. Everybody know about Portmore, the Sunshine City. When Portmore was created, it was supposed to be that model community for the most part. I'm not talking about the original communities, them, but the schemes. See? When them created all of these phases of the scheme created, it was supposed to be this model community where you could have been a middle-class family and a middle-class family living nice and easy, transporting towards the city, which is Kingston, for go get your education and do your work. But check it out now. Places like Greater Portmore, where them look like, them become ghetto to the standard of all the other communities them used to be ghetto. Like where you have Rima, you have Jungle, and you have all of these places. You see? All of these Wolipa, bad man place. A Wolipa, the people, they move out and get some money and move out and go a place like all Greater Portmore. No, Greater Portmore become this ghetto where you have all bad man scheme. Them are telling about bad man scheme. How is this? That you have bad man scheme. Originally, you know, when schemes created, it was created for these middle class family and all of these things, but it become like that. So you see, if the mindset never after the mindset of the ghetto never had a travel, then these schemes could have never become bad man place, because that bad man place would have stayed at the place them with the zinc fence and the trenches and all of these things.
Somebody had to bring it with them. Fire.
Somebody never had to bring it, man.
I just think there's one. I want to say this, then I want to jump back to what you said earlier. There's one thing we don't want to acknowledge, right? That one, there is an aspect of our culture, a part of our culture that's very toxic. All right? It's like we're in denial. Everything is deflection. There's no accountability. Everything is a system. And we're not defying. You know, we burn the system. But some of the things we blame the system for, if I is like, come on, you know? All right. There's a toxic culture. Also, I think we don't want to acknowledge a lot of people don't want different. If you just think about it, a person, when they have that, they don't want the different. They really kind of embrace the culture. They may say they don't, but their actions say that they do. Now, for those listening, I know somebody going to comment. Yes, there are different factors in regards to businesses being there, opportunities, this and that, right? But we can't deny in many areas, businesses do try. They do try. They do go there, right? We don't support them. Hey, Fi, you got this thing called a food desert, right? Everybody complain about food desert. I know for a fact in Newark, New Jersey's one place open up that fresh produce. Ain't nobody go there. So the man just supposed to have a store there for the sake of having a store there and the people not supporting. No one nothing there, they complain about their own access to nothing. No one the man there, if they're not shoplifting, they just want Kentucky Fried Chicken and Big Mac. So it's a contradiction, Fire. It's a blame game. It really is a blame game to a certain extent. No accountability for nothing, Fire. The same system there that's oppressing them and got their head confused. They're looking for them to liberate them. And even if they do provide some assistance for whatever reason, they don't know what to do with it. A man just going to sit there and wait and complain until he dropped dead and his kids come next for him to sit and complain and blame. It don't have nothing to do with them, no responsibility. You know? That's what it comes down to, because you have many areas, especially because, you know, now in the States is a situation where people moved out of the city to the suburbs, and now people are moving back to the suburbs to the city because certain people moved out to the suburbs. People don't want to say it. Let's just be truthful. Certain people move out to the suburbs with certain behaviors. They weren't there prior to people coming. You're in a different environment now. You got a lawn, you got sidewalks, you got a school bus. So why are you conducting yourself like that? I say it again. People have left the city to go to the suburbs in the 60s, right? And now they're going from the suburbs to the city. Why are they leaving the suburbs? Certain people ended up in the suburbs with bringing certain behaviors.
Yeah, because them people are used to quiet and them certain ones are the load. I even think about it in a fire. Like me as a youth grew up in a way them are classifiers I get there, you know. Don't get it twisted, you know. The era where them classifiers get to all around have the same criteria as them, you know. So you see, at that show me say it have to be a mindset thing, you know, because if me think about where me come from as Christian Penn, as Gregor Park, Christian Penn as one garrison. Not just one garrison, you know, when they not talk about all a March Penn or a Thais Penn or any other community across Jamaica, because Jamaica is practically filled with majority of quote unquote ghetto. You see what I say? Like more than 50% that it is.
Aye, the world is a ghetto, yeah.
The world is a ghetto. We know that. Majority of the world is a ghetto. And when you think about it now, for all of these behaviors where we see, like a man in time, I'm sure anybody who come from the quote-unquote ghetto era them can tell you this. You have one thing, you can get wake up a man in time by somebody that argue. And more than likely, whoever argue, I got be brother and sister or cousin or auntie, a family I got argue. You see me I say? Yeah, wake up a man in time, and you go see certain tire bone, you go see certain little things same way we have ones that pollute the atmosphere. You see me I say? You go wake up, you go hear loud talking. You see me I say? Yeah, wake up, you go see some man pan the corner where rise up before you. I just know say bam and make a crush out scene. The man if you drink boom and rum if you in a cup same way from man in time. You see me I say? By the time evening come, you're gonna know you have to hear some loud music at play same way. You see me I say? And I know say all right. So did I just some example me again? Everybody when you know say I joke me around, you know, because when you know say I saw the thing set in a fire. Because of them thing that wake up most sound out on the bed of argument a man in time, wake up, and a most family, you know, say just goes to show your fire, say. Across any area you want to go. Me come from one garrison, but any garrison or what all, what them call it, or ghetto or shanty or tenement, anywhere at all you go, what them classify as that, you're going to see the same exact betrayal and portrayal. The only difference is the youth, them never look different to me, you know, because them look so generic. Sometimes you can't even make them out. Either them are bleach or them pants are down below them waist, or, you know, them are say them a gangster, them are dealing all of these type of aggressive behaviors. I can't really make all them right out. It's just, you see me I say?
So fine. I just want to run this real quick, right? You know, you have this idea of nature versus nurture, right? So is it that once you internalize certain behaviors, it's hard to get rid of it? Because at the same token, according to that theory, if you took somebody from a different area and put them in there, they eventually would adopt some of those behaviors also. So how does it work? Like once you internalize certain behaviors, is it hard to change? Or, you know, do you want to change? Do you have to have those behaviors? Because I know many people who live in the ghetto who's super chill and just go about their day. Family people, good, hardworking people. You know, kids are great. They do well, you know, they do their thing, but others, it's almost used as a crutch and as an excuse.
Yeah, but them have the extra, them ones the way I talk about it, as much as family structure, they might dead, because a whole heap of family in the ghetto, you know, so don't get it wrong. Yeah, people, yeah. I think a single mother alone and these things, but it, you see, I want to say in the ghetto, I talk about based upon the way them classify it. So don't, as I tell you, it's a mindset, but I know people kind of funny when it comes to reasoning. Them pick out the one thing there. So, oh boy, I say in the ghetto and it's a physical I talk about, but we already clarified that in the beginning. You see what I say? But you have a lot of good functional families in these places. But you see, the thing is that, remember, you know, them say environment, you know, and you like a classroom in this. So you see, if you're in a classroom and you try to learn and you're so intelligent, but you have some 10 youth in the classroom ever give themselves trouble and I disrupt the class, the teacher have to stop to attend to them. So guess what I go on? Your lesson plan I go get interrupted. So this is where it's staying at the garrison. You have to extra focus now. You have to extra focus really get through the runnings. And you see most time in them places too, when you start move, you move like a you're supposed to behave as a regular person, you know. You see me answer with morals and values, you know. Them laugh off for you sometime and tease you until you see yourself. Because the way them expect it is that you supposed to be rough and grimy like how most of the youth them stay, because them I tell you say from a this environment, as I said, nature versus nurture is really
idol fire. Sorry to interrupt, I gotta add idol in here too.
because the ones them and the conversations, you know, for the ones them have to pan them zone the fire. When you're up on them zone, sometimes, you know, you see if you want to have a conversation about even some investment and some stocks and them thing that you would have most likely have teach some for the youth them about them thing there, because you're not really going to find certain ones to have the conversation about them type of thing there. So sometimes I just the way the environment set, because I have to answer the question too. The nature versus nurture, well, the one them do is internalize it. Yes, them internalize it. But after them internalize it, you know, it become the culture after it get internalized. And when, you know, when something become a culture now, you know, I wanted the hardest thing to get rid of, because that levels again, me use my example, then me sees right now. The example again. How is it that from 1970s, Yeah, I got have again prime example. Jungle people are real. Don't get it twisted. But that's how I use the example. Sure, these are popular ghettos. So me, I say, or is it from 1970s that jungle and Tivoli and all like West Kingston? Or West Kingston pana all become a garrison area from 1960s, 1970s, and it is still a garrison area. How come you can have these set particular areas where you expect gunman to come from? Fire for over four decades. Oh, you expect people from the area for just be gunman for over four decades. That's almost crazy to me, but that's true. Me say the grandfather, the great grandfather, the father, and the son now become. So what the son say to make him know, say him come from this particular place, him supposed to carry out this action. It must be a nurture thing.
Nurture fire and also the expectation. And also with that expectation, it kills other aspirations. So it's like they don't believe that they could do anything else. It's a lot. It's complicated too, because you got to think about what you get praised for. As you said, if you're doing certain things, it's like you are criticized and put down and ostracized for actually doing something that's progressive. If you're doing stuff that's destructive, that's part of the culture. You're praised, embraced, and put on a pedestal. So it's very tricky. But the hopelessness that with the mind frame, not the environment, the hopelessness, I think, is the biggest killer, and people default to the behaviors of the culture. You know, so, but I just think as a people, we need to understand the language we speak. You know, I'm not no linguist or nothing, but, you know, words do evolve. And a lot of times the words that we're given, the definition doesn't apply today. And ghetto is one of those words, right? Fire, we give thanks for the reason. Give thanks for everybody supporting us from those times to now. Ballhead and Drake, check out music from the one R Tarshi link there. In the description. Also, give thanks for all the support there at Conscious Tea. We will be reading up soon, and apologize for the lack of sizes. But if you do want something, make sure you check it out. All right.
Yes, I.